Hello. Thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Daniel.
Hey, this is Danielle. We're thankful that you're spending time with us this week. Hopefully, you're staying cool, not too warm. Yes. If you're listening in the current week, it's pretty hot. So we're going to talk about Pastor Stephen's message from Sunday. It was based, rooted in John chapter 15.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. And he talked through abiding in Christ and what that means and being connected to the vine. That's that verse when Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Anyone who remains in me will bear much fruit. And so he talked about how connection to God creates opportunity in us for God to move in us. So connection to God creates opportunity for God to move in us. And it's not just relationship with the Lord, but intimacy with him. And to abide means to have life and to stay there. And I liked this question. He asked the congregation, how many of you are gardeners? Handful of people raised their hands. And then he says, how many of you are gardeners professionally for your career? Nobody raised their hands. And he said, most people are gardeners because they love it. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're the people that work in like greenhouses and things like that. But most, if you survey all the people that are gardeners and all the ones in the United States that do it for money, mm-hmm. it's a lot less of a percentage. And most people garden because they love it, because it's a lot of work. It's a labor of passion. And this is tending us, is the passion that the Father has. And he talked through 3 points. He said it's the passion of the Father, it's the purpose of Jesus, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit. And as far as passion goes, to spend more time on each point, he talked about how he loves us. And but yet, we can be a lot of work. If you've ever had gardens or worked in the community garden at the church, there's weeds that pop up. There's garbage that ends up in it. And we collect things. He said, we like to collect things, and it's the dead stuff. And we're like, hey, that's my dead stuff. Yeah. And we like to hold on to it. But the Lord so patiently, so lovingly, so gently prunes us of that so that we can become more fruitful. It's like C.S. Lewis talks about this in, I think it is The Weight of Glory. He says we are far too easily pleased.
Yes.
That we are being invited to a vacation at the seashore, and yet we prefer to splash around in our mud puddles. That's a paraphrase of it, but we are far too easily pleased. And the Lord has something good for us, and sometimes we're like, no, but this is my thing that I need for whatever reason. And yet he prunes us, and that can lead to joy. And then the purpose of Jesus in abiding, he said, ultimately Jesus' purpose is so that we could be connected with God. That Jesus came to that, he reconnects us, he grafts us into the vine, we're connected with God. And then I really liked this too. We don't often hear this element put in with this passage. He said, if we are failing to produce fruit, we might need to be connected with one another too. That it's not just connected to the Lord, but connected to the body. And that unity is the most important thing that we need as a church. Jesus talks about that in John 15. And so that it's just me and God, but we need people to speak to us, to unconditionally accept us, and then to be able to help us grow lovingly in that vine. And then he talked about the power of the Holy Spirit, that we don't have to do the purpose of Jesus without the Holy Spirit. The Lord is so good and so kind to us that he loves us, he cares for us, he grafts us in, he prunes us. Jesus gives us purpose so that life has meaning, and then the Holy Spirit helps us to fulfill that purpose. I'm incredibly thankful. It's a beautiful message.
Yes.
Please go listen.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, the phrase that kind of came to me just about that is, you know, we're fulfilling the passion of the Father through the purpose of Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's so
good. It's the three of them working together perfectly. And it requires us to just be in that intimate relationship. It's not in our power. It's not even our passion. Our desires can become more like those of Christ, more Christ-like, but it's not our plan. It's not in us. We're not trying to concoct it. It's us partnering with what the Father's plan is.
Yeah. And as you were saying that, my heart was crying out, Lord, let me not miss that passion and that purpose and that power. Not even in like sin, like as in, of course we want to flee from sin, but like, no, I don't want to just get through my day just like not sinning or sinning less.
Yeah.
I want to be connected with the passion and the purpose and the power of the Lord, because he's good and he's kind and he has good plans for us, and it's all about him and he deserves the glory, and I want to help build his kingdom. So like, Lord, help us stay connected to the vine. And Holy Spirit, you are given to lead us into all truth. So like, gently call us back all day long as we train our souls to abide in you and what that means. Teach us what that means to abide in you. That it's not just we wake up and say a prayer and then we go about our day and then we think about you when we fall asleep, but that throughout the day we're calling on your name, we're connecting with you, we're checking in with you, we're seeking your heart on things, and that you promise that we are your sheep who hear your voice, that you will be faithful to lead and guide us. And we love you and you are so worthy. Thank you for this life you've given us. May we give it to you to build your kingdom for your glory and rest in your love, being rooted in the truth and love of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at BethelChristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.